Well, KBND Radio News Time, 12:05. Good afternoon. Welcome to the noon news. I'm Dave Jarvis. This update brought to you by Max Muscle of Bend. When are you going to put off? When are you going to stop putting off feeling good? I can't read my own handwriting. Let's go to the newsroom before I trip over myself and hurt myself. Here's Kelly Blyer.
Thanks, Dave. More signs of dissension among Deschutes County Commissioners and DA Patrick Flaherty. Commissioners have written a 12-page letter to the State Bar expressing concerns over Flaherty. Flaherty calls it a sophisticated rendition of the anonymous bar complaint against him. Commissioner Alan Unger says many of their concerns deal with a grand jury investigation over job applications for the DA's office released to the Bend Bulletin.
Well, the county council has been subject of a grand jury investigation. There was quite a bit of records requests from the district attorney's office. All this has cost us time and money. And in a lot of ways, we feel like the process was one that wasn't that productive.
The state bar is investigating whether Flaherty violated the bar's rules for misconduct under state law. In a press release, Flaherty says he was disappointed the commissioners didn't speak to him about their concerns before contacting the state bar. Oregon Democrats are divided on the debt ceiling agreement. 1110 KBND's John Erickson reports.
Democrat Kurt Schrader says it's the best deal they're going to get.
Frankly, it's a moderate approach where everyone puts some skin in the game but protects the most vulnerable, which is what I think the Democrats wanted all along.
But it's not what Oregon Democrat Peter DeFazio wanted.
It does nothing about our most serious deficit in this country, and that is the jobs deficit.
And DeFazio calls the bill a backroom deal. John Erickson, 1110 KBND Radio News.
Central Oregon business people are looking at the debt ceiling talks, and like many others, they are expressing their frustration. Compass Commercial President and partner Darren Powderly says there is obviously a lot at stake with the possibility of a drop in our credit rating.
The main discussion has been around the cost of borrowing and what that would mean for small businesses across America, what that would mean for small businesses here in Central Oregon, and the cost of borrowing would then limit their ability to grow their businesses and obviously occupy spaces in our commercial properties here in Central Oregon, which would put further downward pressure on an already beat up segment of the industry.
Powderly says low interest rates have probably been keeping us out of a double-dip recession, depending on the loan. Powderly says they are historically low at 3%, 4%, 5%, about 2% to 3% lower than they were about 5 years ago. He was a guest this morning on 1110 KBND's Your Town segment. And a Bend man's pickup struck a Sandy police officer early this morning, injuring the officer who was making a U-turn to catch a traffic violator on Highway 26, Oregon State Police reported. The crash occurred around 4:45 a.m. when 23-year-old Jonathan Crane of Bend accidentally struck a Sandy police officer's car on the left front side as he was beginning to move on a traffic stop. The officer was taken to a Portland hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. Crane was not injured. For more details on these stories, go to kbnd.com. I'm Kelly Blyer, News Talk 1110, KBND.